Grab some hot chocolate and a corn cob pipe, because coming up, we'll take a look around town to find some last-minute shopping ideas. See what our crew found in the shops along Asbury.
Plus, we'll check in on the boys' basketball team, seeing how they did in their season opener against Holy Spirit. JP Urban has the highlights.
These stories and your 7-day forecast. It all starts now on The Current OC.
From OCTV.
Raider Nation's leading news magazine starts now. This is Current OC.
Hello and welcome to The Current OC. I'm Noah Baker, welcoming you to our Christmas special. Taylor, not that I care, but how do you plan on spending this holiday season?
Well, Noah, I'll be spending it with my family.
That's what everyone says. That's a basic non-answer, you basic, simple-minded person.
You know, you're being really mean to someone, you know, that they got you a gift.
You got me a gift?
Yeah. I got you a new pair of socks, because coming up, these Asbury shopping deals are going to knock yours right off your feet.
Hi, I'm Tegan Goodwin. We're here today on Asbury Avenue, and with just a few days left until Christmas, hopefully you have all your gifts in order, but if not, we're here to help. We're here today to check out some of the best local gift spots.
So we have 85 small businesses in here. 85 of them are the best Christmas selling items. A couple notes are Surf Road Coffee. So we have some new holiday flavors that are out, you know, some elf flavors, some 12 Days of Christmas, and then plenty of ornaments. So Candace's Canvases we have in here has a lot of cool eagle ornaments. And then I would also go with the Cat's Meows, which are from Cricket Box, and they have a lot of Christmas designs with City Hall, with the fishing pier and the music pier.
Actually, it would be our Christmas sweaters. We have them in all colors. They're only $24. And also our jewelry, which is a lot of fun. And again, $6.40. We have a few sequin dresses that everybody buys.
Anything Eagles related, the Christmas candles are a big hit. And then some really great clothing brands that you can't find anywhere else on the island.
Here today at Starbucks with one of their seasonal drinks. We were just wondering, what is this drink?
This is a caramel brulee latte.
And what is in it?
Our caramel brulee syrup, as well as espresso, milk, and whipped cream with our caramel brulee topping.
Sounds great. Can't wait to try it. We are here at the end of our Asbury journey. Hopefully you enjoyed, but I've managed to pry Valerie out from behind the camera to try these drinks with me. Anyways, bottoms up. Thoughts?
I love coffee. This is a 10 out of 10.
Yeah, I don't even like coffee, and this is the creme brulee latte, and it was very good. But anyways, happy holidays and happy shopping.
Merry Christmas.
Enough about Asbury. What happened on 34th Street? Now that's a story.
What happened on 34th Street?
I don't know. Heard it was a miracle. Here's a miraculous new segment for you. Follow Jack Howard through the Christmas parade as he figures out what's up around Ocean City.
Hi, I'm Jack Howard, and I'm here with Darlin', and we're at the Ocean City Christmas Parade. And we're posting up here courtside, and it's gonna be a fun day, and we're gonna find out if that's what's up.
What's up with that?
There it is. What is your favorite thing about Christmas?
My favorite thing about Christmas is the lights and the snow and the ambiance that Ocean City brings.
That's what's up.
All right, Mr. Stam, what is your favorite Christmas tradition?
Watching Buddy the Elves.
That's what's up.
What is your guys' favorite thing about Christmas?
The presents.
What's up with that, bro?
Questions.
What's up? What about you over here?
Yo, what's
your favorite thing about Christmas?
I was about to say anything inappropriate.
The Christmas spirit!
That's very
good. Yeah, I gotta go with the Christmas spirit.
What is your guys' favorite thing about Christmas?
Probably all the candy and stuff that I get to see.
I love opening presents.
That's a double, that's what's up.
I'll get it.
Come back here, please, away from the minecart. You can take my chair.
What's up with that? No horn? What's up with that? What do you want, bro? This one's for what?
McDonald's.
That's what's up.
That's what's up.
I'll tell you what else is up. Coach Bruno and the boys basketball team. JP Urban is here to fill us in on the Red Raiders' first game of the season. Take it away, Mistletoe.
The Ocean City boys basketball team has high expectations for this season. As the defending Group 3 champions, the Red Raiders are ready to run it back, and they're ready to defend their crown. Let's head to Holy Spirit for the season opener.
Cast of the 25-26 high school basketball season, and we hope to have a good
OC
one.
OC starts the season off with a road battle with the Spartans. Head coach John Bruno is back for his 37th season. OC gets off to a good start as Ty Olek hits the three, up by 7 at a half. Third quarter, Luke Tumajikare steps outside and drains the three. He had 11 points. Then, final seconds of the third quarter, Josh Lenko drives to the basket for the layup. Lenko leads the way with 18 points. Ocean City wins, 49-34. The Red Raiders host St. Augustine on Thursday in their home opener. Let's head to the pool. The OC boys swim team is off to a 2-2 start with wins over AC and Absegami. Current OC reporter Ryan Slavin is poolside with more on this year's squad.
All right, I'm here with swim team captain and senior Jack Sherbin. Jack, how you doing today?
All good.
All right, Jack, I wanted to ask you, as team captain, what are your expectations for this year? What are some goals that you hope to achieve in the season?
I just want to win the meets that we lost last year. I hope that we do better than we did last year. We have a lot of talent, so that's my goal.
I'm here with head swim coach for the boys swim team, Coach McGrath. McGrath, how are you doing today?
How are you doing, Ryan?
All right, I wanted to ask you, what are your expectations for this year? I know that in junior and sophomore year was kind of iffy. What are you looking forward to my senior year? What are you looking forward to?
I mean, this year, obviously, our goal is always to be as competitive as we possibly can be. And at the end of the day, we want to really believe in the process. You know, we're winning every day by training, getting better, learning how to be more proficient in our stroke and our turns and our technique. Try not to get too caught up with the end goal of the end of the season.
I know that there's a big rivalry I know personally from South Jersey's my freshman year. Is that a goal that you're hoping for that we could achieve this year?
I mean, that's always our goal, you know, to get to that South Jersey final and be in the best position to try to win it. It's very competitive. You know, you got Mainland, you have Shawnee in our group. Cherry Hill West is always strong, Clearview. So it's not an easy road. And Mainland, you know, it's a rivalry, and it's fun no matter what. I mean, I think they have had our number for many years, but, you know, we always want to give us their best and be ready to compete again.
My boy Joe Mine right here, best swimmer ever.
Let's talk football. One of the highlights of the year is the annual Powder Puff Tournament. OC's junior and senior girls playing flag football for the school bragging rights. This is a heated competition. Let's head out to Carey Stadium for this year's Powder Puff Championship game, proudly hosted by the Key Club. Team Pinkalicious facing off Powder Puff girls in the championship game. The Golden Girls, who went 0-2, got last place. We kick things off early in the spark of the championship game. Allie Hudson fires a clean pass to Molly Quinn, who turns upfield and grabs some strong yards to set the tone. Next up, Katie Pierce with that long touchdown. She sneaks up the sideline, breaking free for Pinkalicious. But the Powder Puff girls answer right back. Lindsay Seeberger jumps the route, snatching a huge interception to take the momentum away. The Powder Puff girls capitalize quickly after Lily Murphy punches it in for a touchdown, tying the game and keeping the championship wide open. Now watch as Megan Burns gets her hands on the next pass, but can't hang on. And look who comes flying in, Eliza Otten, who snags it out of the air and takes off. She's gone, a pick six. What a play. Pinkalicious needs a response, and they got one. Scarlett Fletcher moves the chains with a clutch first down to keep the drive alive. And then, ice in her veins, Allie Hudson drops another absolute dime to Katie Pierce. She hauls it in and takes it all the way for the championship closing touchdown and seals it. Pinkalicious takes home the Powder Puff Championship. Listen to those cheers. As for your Eagles, they have a home game Saturday at 5 p.m. against the Washington Commanders. The Birds are just a win away from winning the NFC East division title, and that's a look at sports. Back to you.
You even through snow and ice, you can bet your best reindeer that our athletes are on the coach's nice list.
Speaking of snow and ice, it's getting a little nippy out there. Let's break the ice with Marley on weather. How's it looking out there?
It's looking great out here. There's a little bit of snow on the ground, as you see in our live forecast, but overall, it's looking pretty nice. Then as we take a look at our national forecast, you can see there's nothing on the radar for our side of the East Coast. But as we zoom in, we can see there's a little front coming our way, but overall, there's nothing to be worried about. Then let's head over to our current temperature outside. It's 47 degrees with a wind of 10 miles an hour. And so that's really gonna be a big deal, making it feel a lot colder. But here we go, as we have our regional temperatures, 52 degrees in Cape May, 47 in Atlantic City. And as the more you get inland, the colder and colder it's gonna get. So that's a blessing for our side. And as you can see over here, we got a 40 degrees for the water temperature. So it's gonna be really cold if you wanna do a polar plunge. Next up, we have our high tide. Speaking of the water, our next high tide is gonna be at 6:30 tonight. Make sure to be prepared for that. And we have our 7-day forecast. It's gonna start out with some rain over here. And this rain will be here this Thursday and Friday, but it'll be a little warmer. Then this weekend, it's gonna get colder, but there won't be any rain. So finally, coming up to Christmas Eve, it's gonna be a little rainy. But so that's your 7-day forecast.
Thanks, Marley, for the forecast. What are you doing for Christmas?
I'm going to be spending the holidays with my family.
Really? Spending it with your family? You know, like most people do.
Sure. When you head outside, layer up or you'll be looking like Jack Frost.
Real insightful, Noah. Want a cookie?
No. Millions of people around the world look forward to seeing Santa every year. Who looks forward to seeing you?
I bet your family lights up when they see you on Christmas Eve morning.
Like a Christmas tree.
Now let's see how the OC Winter Concert went this year.
Many of our talented band and choir students came together for a wonderful performance Friday night. From powerful instrumental pieces to moving vocal performances, the concert was a great success. Congratulations to everyone involved, and a special thank you to Dr. Schieper and Mr. Martin for their hard work and dedication. We can't wait to see what these fantastic musicians bring to the stage this spring. Just jolly. Here's a holiday token for you. Every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings. Another reason to be glad when class ends.
Here's another. He's an idiot.
Ho, ho, ho.
Remember to log on and catch all of our shows and additional content by visiting OCNJTV.com.
We're also on social media at OCNJTV, so be sure to like our page and follow us there too. May your days be merry and bright.